CliffCentral.com. It's October, which is my favorite month. The garden looks beautiful.
And the jasmine, not the jasmines, the jacarandas are starting to bloom. Yes. I was actually driving down the road the other day and I was just started seeing these little purple things popping up. And November comes, it's just the best time of the year.
It's beautiful. All the plants love it, the animals love it, the birds love it, everybody's happy.
Absolutely.
And Robin's just popped in and she's looking a sight for sore eyes this morning too. Full of the joys of spring. This is your favorite month too, right?
Of course it is, and it's the most beautiful month, Gareth.
Yes. Now, everybody's concerned about their gardens, not least of all me. I've tried. I've followed every instruction that you've given me so far, and it's looking a lot better.
I've got
nice bright flowers that we discussed not so long ago. I've been trimming back where I needed to, so everything's bursting into bloom. It's looking good. The lawn, this is not so great.
Gareth's really upset about his lawn, Robin.
Yeah, it looks
massively
upset. But otherwise, the garden's looking very, very nice. Now, can you help us to make it even better than that? You don't have to have a big garden, by the way. You could have a pot on your windowsill, and Robin can help you. So where do we begin for the month of October?
So October is definitely rose month.
Ah.
So if you have roses in your garden, you'll notice that they have been budding and blooming.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it also depends if you listen to Gareth's mom on the rose pruning
right.
A few months ago, but you should have millions of rose blooms if you do have roses. So it's a very good time for roses to fertilize your roses, to deadhead, and obviously to pick the blooms for your home and your office.
Do you know what it means to deadhead, Law?
No, I don't know. Tell me what a deadhead is, please.
So deadhead is when you literally take off the dead heads, the
of
dead
the roses.
Pieces, the dead branches,
you know,
the
when
dead
it looks
flowers.
Flipped.
No. So when are you supposed to prune roses, can I ask?
A couple of weeks ago already.
So we did that already in August?
In August. Okay.
Oh, did you miss it?
So I missed that one. Okay, so you've got 2 months and now we've got
beautiful roses. Yes. But you've got to pull off, once the rose has stopped looking gorgeous, you've got to cut it off.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so between...
So it's that like fluffy stuff in the middle in the rose. That looks all yucky in the... Petals have fallen off.
Yeah, so if you have any dead flowers or dead branches or dead leaves, you pick them off now so that it can encourage fresh new growth. So if you did a good rose pruning between like mid-July, mid-August, then your roses should be looking wonderful now.
When you say fertilize them, do you mean take a handful of the stuff and just put it around the roots?
Yes, yeah, so you throw it around with the soil. It's good to mix it in a bit and then give it a very, very, very good watering.
All right.
Obviously, now it's very hot, so your whole garden will need a lot more watering than you have been doing, obviously, in the winter months. So it's very important to water, especially pot plants, almost every day, at least every second day if you can, and then the rest of your garden also, you know, every second day or so, every day, depending on how hot it has been. Because now is the time that a lot of things are coming into flower. You were just talking about the jacaranda trees. They're all flowering. The roses are all flowering. Agapanthus are starting to bud. So you really need to put that TLC back into the garden now with summer coming up.
Okay, well, let's talk about this lawn of mine. I don't think it can be rehabilitated. The old lawn has got quite sort of woody and, you know, it's not covering all the areas. I think it needs to be just churned up and we need to put down a new lawn.
No, Gareth, there's no need for such negativity in the morning.
Well, help me.
Yeah, maybe your negativity is being put into that lawn. That lawn's reflecting your negativity.
Why don't you shut up, Ben?
This poor lawn looks out and goes, oh, it's a beautiful day. Oh, this guy's scowling at me.
Is Gareth going, you're not perfect, you're not perfect. Please.
It's a living thing as well, Gareth.
Tell me what I must do.
It's not perfect.
Okay, so now is a very good time to lay new lawn if you would like to put in new lawn.
Mm-hmm.
But you definitely don't need to unless your lawn is absolutely dead. But Gareth, I'm sure yours is not. We spoke about the spring lawn treatment a few weeks ago, and obviously that was the time when you scarified and you put down lawn dressing and fertilizer. So you can continue to do that now. This is the time when your lawn is going to be revitalized. It probably went through a dormant stage in winter, and that's why it's looking a bit brown and not as lush as
so
you would
give it
like.
A chance.
So give it a chance, Gareth, please.
What color's your lawn, Gareth? Is it green or is it brown?
No, it's patchy. It's patchy. That's the problem.
It's green, patchy.
But it's patchy.
Okay. So that it would be a very good time to do a 515 fertilizer, Gareth.
Do you know what that is, Mel?
Yeah.
That
no.
is a... So a 515 fertilizer is a fertilizer that focuses on putting back to the green parts of the plant. So obviously it's the leafy greens and the grasses that you want to fertilize now, so that the foliage and all of that gets the nutrient that it needs to grow strong now going into summer.
Can I ask a question? There's different types of grasses, am I correct? So you get there the kikuyu, and you get other different lawns, So that's interesting. Do
Law,
all of them
a lot of people don't know this. Law was the greens keeper at the Johannesburg Country Club for a while. That's how she knows this.
The bowling lawn. I used to do the bowling lawn, the garden, and the bowling
lawn. So you could you could teach us a thing or two.
Yeah, I could.
So you're absolutely right. There are different types of lawns. So it's also obviously important to understand which one you have. Some of them do not go dormant during the winter months. So some people do have green lawns. Some prefer shade. So if you have a very shady garden, you obviously need to plant that. Some do well in sun. Some are just average lawns. So also understand which lawn you currently have. And then maybe just do a bit of research on the specific care for that.
All right.
But another general tip at this time with your lawn is don't mow it too low. You obviously want to enhance the growth at this time so that you can have very green, lush, thick lawn in summer.
Yeah.
So mow it a bit higher so that those bottom little stalks can grow strong so that they can help obviously get as much nutrients into all the little sprigs of grass so that you can have a lush, lush lawn in summer.
I like that. All right, I'm going to try this. What the hell?
Okay,
before I tear up the whole lawn and put in a new one.
I think you should put that, what's it? KY...
515.
515 fertilizer.
515 fertilizer.
Now, a couple of other things that we need to know. Hydrangeas...
Yes, it's a very good time to feed your hydrangeas now. You'll be noticing that the leaves are looking beautiful and slowly they should start to bud. But it's also the perfect time to fertilize your hydrangeas. An interesting fact about them is that you can actually determine the color of the flowers by altering the alkalinity and acidity of the soil.
Really?
So the hydrangeas are called commonly Christmas roses because they obviously flower over the festive season and people love them in their summer garden. But if you'd like pink hydrangeas, then you must try to get more of an alkaline soil. And if you'd like blue hydrangeas, then you need to add a bit of acid to the soil.
It's like the opposite of litmus paper.
Yes, exactly.
In the laboratory, if it goes red, it's acid. If it goes blue, it's alkaline. So this is the other way around.
Yes. So we actually sell like pink hydrangea fertilizer and blue hydrangea fertilizer. And obviously water is more alkaline. So majority of people, it's more common to have pink hydrangeas.
Wouldn't this be a cool way to do a gender reveal of your baby?
Very cool.
Huh? I mean, it takes a lot of planning. This is major planning. But if you know 2-3 months in advance... You put down the right fertilizer, and you invite people around to your house, and say, ta-da, and you unveil your hydrangeas, and then they know it's a boy or a girl.
That is a wonderful idea, guys.
Good idea. There
brilliant.
We go.
Brilliant.
Now watch the northern suburbs follow this.
Like God needs
she's
to take
having
over
a
this.
Boy.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So if you want to encourage the color, specific color, or enhance the color of your hydrangeas, it's a good time now to look for the right type of fertilizer and put that on.
All right.
And also, it's a great time to sow seeds. So if you want to sow vegetable seeds, flower seeds, if you want to get the kids into the garden, it's lovely to sow sunflower seeds at this time. So, yeah, with the obviously the warmer evenings, the seeds will germinate better. So it's a very, very, very good time to test out seed sowing or to plant new summer herbs and veg on your balcony or patio.
Lovely.
I've just planted a rosemary.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh. And she's growing so nice. Yeah, 2 weeks ago, and those little shoots are coming up at the top. It's so cute.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
I love rosemary.
Rosemary's little shoots. Rosemary's baby.
Rosemary shoots.
Yeah? So you love rosemary, the smell, right?
I love rosemary. No, cooking with it.
And
it's on lamb, on chicken. It's my best.
It's very versatile in the kitchen. So it's a wonderful balcony or windowsill herb. So
yeah, and
beautiful.
it grows really big. Mine's growing quite big.
It should.
Well, listen, Laura, just for you, we've got a special blog on lifestyle.co.za. You can go and check it out. They've got October in Your Garden up, which is what we discussed this morning. All the tips that we've shared with you today are available for you on the blog, so you can go and look at it and refresh and revitalize your garden. And all the other discussions we've had up to now that you might have missed out on, like the pruning of the roses law, you can go and find them all at lifestyle.co.za. And Lifestyle Home Garden is the anchor tenant at the Lifestyle Garden Center. That's at the corner of Beyers Nordea and Esterhout Avenue in Rand Park Ridge, Randburg. Lifestyle.co.za. Choose your lifestyle with Lifestyle Home Garden.
CliffCentral.com.